Hello and welcome to Men in Charge in Briefs. I'm Kevin Decker.
And I'm Tony Flynn. Today's episode is brought to you by Suppose It Is, the company that makes the thing you were supposed to put on your grocery list but forgot to, and so now don't remember what it is but need to buy anyway. Now in a smaller, more expensive package.
That's funny, Tony, because today's sketch is actually a commercial for Fateful Parfaits. If you're like me, you were disappointed that Dippin' Dots didn't turn out to be the ice cream of the future. But Fateful Parfaits will be.
And so, as you wait for the end of the world, listen for the implicit question that serves as the premise for this episode. If you're correct, you could win a valuable prize.
It's another Saturday afternoon at the movies with Roger Corman Marathon. We'll return to your film, Bikini Velociraptors in Trouble, after this word from our sponsor. Don't forget, the marathon continues today with Strike Cassowary Kill Kill at 3 p.m. and Craft Brewers from the Unknown at 5:30. You're watching UHF Channel 45, the People's Television, here in Lower Heights.
We all know that one day life on Earth will end. Our sun will go nova, turning what is left of our planet into an ashy cinder. More suns will be consumed, galaxies will collapse, and the universe will painfully dwindle as the end of everything approaches in a moment of omnipresent entropy.
But what kind of ice cream will we find there to enjoy? Every Baskin-Robbins has been compacted and turned into liquid carbon, floating through the lesser Magellanic cloud.
There's no Dippin' Dots. It never was the ice cream of the future. Ben and Jerry have been radically compacted into each other at the atomic level.
Yeah, no Cornettos nor ice lollies made it to the end of time. Either that or everything now is an ice lolly.
Fortunately, there truly is an ice cream treat by, for, and of the future. At least what's left of it here at what very much looks like an impending singularity. What remains of intelligent life? Abase yourself in front of fateful parfaits. The ice cream at the twilight of consciousness and the collapse of space-time.
Ah! I hear the bell of the ice cream man.
But I don't think there's any air left to carry the sound.
Cheer up, Carrie. There may not be any air, but that doesn't stop me from enjoying my favorite parfait flavor, Oblivion with cherries and caramel swirl.
These hollow men are squabbling over cones versus cups at the moment of doom. They love all the fateful parfait flavors. Widening gyre baseball nut, mere anarchy crunch, and orange dreamsicle with lion body and the head of a man.
My best ice cream flavor lacks all conviction and is low fat.
My worst ice cream flavor is filled with passionate intensity and gumballs.
As time itself unspools into a mass of meaningless temporal smithereens, which kind of fateful parfait ice cream will you be enjoying, listener?
Don't delay. Time's a-wastin' to get some of the best ice cream you'll ever taste.
I can feel the power of the final black hole kicking in.
Or is that just a sugar rush?
Fateful Parfait's Frozen Treats. The ice cream at the twilight of consciousness and the collapse of space-time. In your grocer's freezer.
So, Tony, did anybody write in with the implicit question idea?
Yes. Travis R. Spilforth of Davenport, Iowa asks, how young is too young to start a career in extortion?
Well, my kids started very early, as soon as they could talk.
Well, and so I think there isn't an age.
No.
So that's not correct.
Bad question. Our cast asks us good questions, which we also ignore. Tony Flynn, Ann Porter, Sarah O'Hare, and Jody Stewart-Strobel.
This episode was written by Kevin Decker.
And we'd also like to give special thanks to the man who uses his fingernails to clean his knife, Brian Lindsay.
And remember, don't be a fascist.